KNOM Profiles.
A team of archaeologists from the University of Aberdeen, Scotland, have been racing against Mother Nature. In 2009, Dr. Rick Connect was notified by residents in Quinnahock of an old village site, Nunatluk, that was literally being eaten by the ocean and rising seawater. They've collected roughly 20,000 pieces since 2009, and just recently, the Aberdeen archaeologists received a $1.8 million grant to continue their work at the site near Quinnahock.
We're really excited about it. When we first found the site, it looked really promising. And every year, it exceeds all of our expectations in terms of the kinds of artifacts that come out of there.
Dr. Connect explains the site is unique and extremely rare because of the level of preservation. The artifacts were deposited in a fairly damp environment to begin with. Since then, they've spent most of the last 500 to 700 years frozen in permafrost.
Because of that, they're in great shape, and we find things that we very seldom see in archaeological sites.
He explains that they're recovering basically everything that people owned, organic materials.
You know, usually as an archaeologist, you just find stones and bones, if you're lucky.
But Dr. Connect and his team aren't just lucky. They're really, really lucky.
I've been digging in Alaska for more than 30 years, and it's the best archaeology I've ever seen. And it's the best anyone's ever seen. We're just going to be spoiled rotten for the rest of our lives now.
They found pieces of sleds, weapons, and kayaks. There's carved figurines, lots of arrow shafts, and broken pieces of harpoons.
Some with the paint still on them.
And Dr. Connect says they found some items made of woven grass.
Beach grass. And both the roots and the blades, and sometimes the blades are still green when we first find them. Also, we find pieces of leather, hide, cut pieces of clothing. We found the bottom of a boot, a traditional Yupik Eskimo boot with all the crimping in the toe and the stitch marks still in it. Amazing stuff.
While it was difficult for Dr. Connect to pick his favorite piece from the collection, so far he says one item comes to mind, that being a mask. A complete mask they found last summer.
And a full-size mask showing a human transforming into a wolf. And it's that sort of thing where you see people's kind of worldview. It's a human, but it's not a human. It just shows that kind of relationship that people had with the environment and the understanding they had that they were part of it. But there are so many things like that, and we find something amazing every 10 or 20 minutes. That's just jaw-dropping.
But Dr. Connect knows there's more to excavate, more to recover, and more to preserve. The funding his team recently received will give them 4 more years of excavating at Nunatluk. But things are melting. There's less ice cover in the winter, and storms hit western Alaska more frequently. The oceans are rising. And all of this contributes to erosion.
All around the Arctic, things are happening now with climate change and global warming, and everyone's noticed the permafrost melting here and there, and this area is no exception. As that permafrost melts, the soils that are left behind in the YK Delta are mostly silts, and they have the consistency of bread flour. And so they erode very quickly once they're not frozen. And so we've got a pretty narrow window to try to save this stuff. One good storm could still wipe it out. And so, you know, people that live in Quinnahock provide photographs for us whenever there's been a storm so we can kind of check on it, because we're just sweating bullets every time we see one of these great big lows hit Alaska, and we know what's happening out there.
Dr. Connect says so far this winter they've been lucky. He says the tragedy is they're the only team doing this kind of work for hundreds of miles in any direction. Dr. Connect says there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of sites just like this falling into the water as this erosion progresses, both in Alaska and across the Arctic.
And someday, you know, when this climate change thing is hit, I know there's a lot of concerns about climate change that we've got to deal with it. threats to infrastructure and the environment and so on. But losing cultural heritage is one of them. And someday people will ask why we didn't do more to save these things.
And saving these artifacts is expensive. Dr. Knecht says the UK does a really good job of providing money for research. He says there are much larger grants available in the UK for archaeological work than here in Alaska. And even though it's work in Alaska, the work is about climate change, something all northern communities, including the UK, is concerned with. With a $1.8 million grant, the Aberdeen archaeological team will be able to recover a lot of the pieces at the site and do the conservation on them.
One thing about these wooden and organic artifacts, they look great when they come out of the ground, but if you just let them dry out, they fall to pieces. And there's been a lot of tragedies where people have found gorgeous artifacts on the beach, brought them home and put them in the kitchen, and just to find them falling apart, sometimes in a matter of hours. And so they need to be treated. The water that holds the wood together needs to be replaced by like a waxy chemical called polyethylene glycol. And it's very specialized, takes a long time, but it's worth doing because once that's done, the artifact looks as good as new. If you don't do that, they just split apart. And like I said, fall apart in a matter of hours. So that's one reason why it's so expensive. We've got to take these things back to our labs here at the university. And of course, they remain the property of, in this case, the Kinnerta Corporation in Quinnahook. And they'll all be returned to Alaska, to the village, to the region where they can be enjoyed.
And their research will continue. They've recovered things like claws, animal bones, caribou hooves, and pieces of fur. Dr. Knecht says all that can be analyzed through isotope analysis to look at the changing diets of both animals and people.
And they can get that just by looking at little pieces of hair shafts and little pieces of fur and these claws and things. And what that tells us is what's happening during a period of rapid climate change.
And all this is quite ironic. While this site has been exposed by rapid climate change, it was occupied during a time of rapid climate change, the Little Ice Age, a period in which the climate got much colder than it is now.
And we're hoping that by studying these biological remains, that we'll be able to make some sort of predictions about what's going to happen to people's subsistence menus as the climate warms.
Dr. Rick Knecht, an archaeologist with the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, says that if anyone knows of a site like this, he wants to know about it. While his team will be preoccupied with the recovery of artifacts at the site near Quinnahook for the next 4 years, he can help find help. His team will also take volunteers in the next few years. If you're interested, Knecht says they hope to train people and anyone who would like to be a part of the project. No experience necessary. Your chance to become a part of a team excavating a pretty significant archaeological site.
Well, we even find as the permafrost melts and puddles form, some of the seal oil actually floats to the top, so it looks like a puddle with a little bit of oil in it. And you can actually smell the seal oil. It smells a little bit like the cheap popcorn you get in a movie theater. There's even little scraps of fur, claws, scraps of human hair from haircuts. It's pretty amazing. And luckily, it's not so well preserved. We don't get things like food scraps or rotting meat and that sort of thing. So it's just beautifully preserved. So the artifacts are fine, but not so well preserved. That's disgusting or dangerous.
And one thing that's important to Dr. Knecht and his team is the nature of the project. It's very community-based. He's brought elders and culture bearers from Quinnahook to look at the artifacts. They've had days of show and tell for the community of Quinnahook so people can see the items close up.
Yeah, that's important to us, and this is very much a community-based project. In fact, we were called there by the village. And as you said, in the old days, archaeology was often an extractive kind of industry where people would come in from the outside, pick up things, and then you'd never see them again. Well, that doesn't really help anybody. And people need access to their culture heritage. And one of our goals here is to provide that access by helping plan for culture centers, museums, outreach programs, even doing 3D printing of some of the artifacts so craftspeople can get their hands on them and they can be used in schools and so on without threatening the safety of the original pieces.
Dr. Rick Kinect, an archaeologist from the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, talking about the work they've done and will continue to do at the Nunatlook site near Quinnahock. Thanks for tuning in. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.